Meditation on Hope, Reverend Douglas Taylor. Hope is that secret something within us that leads us to work for a better world. Hope is future-looking in its mindset, which helps us to keep moving forward despite setbacks and hurdles. Hope is a call to keep trying. It is tangled up with our fears, and it is about the only thing stronger than our fears. Emily Dickinson says, "Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. It is hope that allows us to imagine a better future, a better way to live. It is hope that helps us see the possibilities of more love, more justice, more peace in our world. Despite the many setbacks and difficulties in life, there is ample cause for hope. We talk about how we can build a beloved community among us if we try. We teach our children to think positively, to look on the bright side, to find the silver lining. And at our best, we also teach them that bad things do happen. Yet in the face of trial and loss and injustice and heartbreak, life is still worth living. The world is on fire with strife and turmoil. Terrible experiences of war, disease, injustice, and pain are ever present in life. But that is not the whole story, because there is also love, and there is also kindness, and there is also beauty and grace and generosity and joy and sacrifice. And these do not cancel out the terrible things and the suffering. Instead, they ride alongside the terrible. All that is good and holy and beautiful deepens the well and strengthens the wall. Our ultimate hope is not that the suffering and injustice will cancel out, but will be contained, not halted, but held. Our hope is not in turning away from the realities of injustice and heartache. It's in facing these things with clarity, knowing that we have the resources to make a difference. This is not hope as a blind optimism that hides from reality. It is a realism that sees an ultimate hope for the fulfillment of grace. Emily Dickinson says that hope is a thing with feathers that makes it sound soft and gentle, like it can't withstand all that terrible stuff. But truly, what she is saying is that hope is living, that it endures. It never stops at all. Hope leads us to live our lives differently, to see the possibilities of change. Hope is that secret something within us that leads us to work for a better world, for a better life. It is tangled up with our fears, and it's about the only thing stronger than our fears. Hope inspires us into transformative action. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all.